Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with regional news. Indian Minister for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Rajiv Ranjan Singh will chair the regional review meeting for the Northeast region tomorrow in Aizawl, Mizoram. The meeting will primarily focus on reviewing the progress of various schemes and programs being implemented in the fisheries, animal husbandry and dairying sectors across the NE region. Discussions will also be held on future strategies for sustainable sectoral growth, farmers' welfare and livelihood enhancement. During the meeting, the minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation for key projects amounting to over 32 crore rupees under Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana and Fisheries and Aquaculture Infrastructure Development Fund. The public sector world marketing companies, Indian Oil, BPCL and HPCL have assured the public that the availability of petrol, diesel and liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, remains adequate and uninterrupted across Arunachal Pradesh. The companies informed that the overall supply positions in the state is stable. The entire fuel supply chain comprising terminals, primary bulk storage depots, LPG bottling plants, retail outlets and LPG distributor ships is operating without disruption. Daily dispatches are proceeding on schedule to ensure that every district in the state remains adequately stocked. Meanwhile, consumers are requested to continue with their normal purchasing pattern and to refrain from panic buying or stockpiling. Heavy rainfall continues to create havoc across Upper Subansiri district of Arunachal Pradesh, causing severe damage to roads, bridges, houses and agricultural properties. As per reports, the Chetam Guha PMGSY road has suffered major damage after a 13.5-meter RCC bridge span over the Neokaro River between JK and Niling collapsed completely, disrupting connectivity and causing immense hardship to commuters and local residents. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Center Itanagar has forecast an orange alert for Siang, Upper Siang and Tirap districts in Arunachal Pradesh. These districts are very likely to receive thunderstorm with lightning and very heavy rainfall at isolated places today. Additionally, 15 districts, including Bapumpare, are in yellow alert zone. The government has published draft rules under the VVG Ramji Act 2025 for wider public consultation. The Rural Development Ministry said that any person, stakeholder, organization or institution may submit objections or suggestions on the draft rules for consideration by the 21st of next month. Akashvani correspondent reports that the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act replaces the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MGNREGA, 2005. The new act aims to enhance the statutory employment guarantee from 100 days to 125 days in a financial year. Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik attended the Saini Vinayan's annual meet at Manekshaw Center, New Delhi yesterday. The governor and alumnus and first batch of Sainik School Rewa said that Sainik schools have played a transformative role in nation building by nurturing generations of disciplined, patriotic and service-oriented youth. He said that their emphasis on character, discipline, leadership, academic excellence and national spirit has helped shape responsible citizens committed to the service of the nation. He said that as India marches towards the vision of Viksit Bharat, Sainik School will remain vital institutions in building disciplined leadership, national unity and a strong generation capable of safeguarding and advancing the nation's future. Deputy Chief Minister Chonaman today interacted with the executive body members of TRIMS Faculty Association at Itanagar. Sharing details of the meeting, the Deputy CM in a social media post informed that a constructive discussion on matters related to the institution, faculty welfare, academic environment and overall development of the medical college were discussed. In the meantime, the Deputy CM has assured that all concerns raised would be examined with due seriousness and necessary steps would be taken in the larger interest of strengthening healthcare, education and services in the state. Two Arunachal Pradesh Battalion NCC Tawang successfully completed the combined annual training camp CATC-19 at JNB Tawang yesterday. A total of 164 NCC cadets from Tawang and West Kamang districts participated in the 10-day camp. As part of the camp activities, the Yuva Abda Mitra Scheme training program was also conducted by the State Disaster Response Force. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.